Yes, sir. Everybody has a song when baseball starts, which it did today. And that is mine. The 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates, we are family. If you're listening to this show, you are family. Ooh. And I am Dave Sharapan, the sports book, constantly area at sports, BK can sing. My younger brother, right here from another mother, is Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. Literally kindred spirits. I cannot believe. Noobs, I was going through my notes, my rantings of a lunatic that I write all this stuff down on the back of parlay cards in my car. And I said, I got the song for Throwback Thursday. And it was underneath two other songs that may get unleashed tomorrow. It said, Isn't She Lovely? By Stevie Wonder.
That's what I mean. We're just...
What was the song yesterday?
It was, yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. I didn't look at your parlay cards. I wasn't cheating or anything. It's, you know, it's we share one mind at times, and it's scary. It's scary.
It's scary. When you're on the same page, I mean, a lot, you know, and you guys know, we do the show every day, in and out in 20 minutes. But, I mean, there's minimal text. Prior to, there's text at night. We got a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
Going on.
Oh my God. Especially tonight. But usually, majority of the texts are just me and Yanitzi fighting like brothers.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Let's get to the college basketball quick.
All right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. For those of you who don't know, we're in a survivor. Okay. We had to pick a game for today. One team, one focus,
one time, one heartbeat, one time, one team, one breath.
One game tonight. It's the late game. Mm. It's the last game.
Of course it is.
But it's our life game for this thing. I mean, we need the Cyclones to get it done tonight against the Illini.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
That's
Are you good with the pick?
I'm dude, I've racked my brain. I've thought every which way. The path to victory is in front of us. And the path to victory goes through the Cyclones. Now, here's the thing. The final game of this evening. So we get to sweat all day long. We get to see, we get to see the other games.
Clemson beat Clemson. Arizona. Can we see that?
That's exactly what I was going to say. We were talking it through, and we talked it through on the episode, and we were like, do we shoot our shot? Is Alabama live? I said, Alabama doesn't have anyone that can stop Baycott. It's not happening. It's not happening. So we crossed them off the list. And we said, do we do it? Does Clemson beat Arizona? And we said, fuck, we're already rooting against Arizona because we picked them.
Was that Yanitzi? Did that sound?
Are we going there? We've eaten them? I don't know, Tony. You got to slow down, Tone. But like, we're already rooting against Arizona because we picked them. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're going to be a heavily picked team. So all it is, it's the 2-3 matchup. It's the 2-3 matchup. We ride the two seeds. Iowa State Cyclones, they're short favorite. The money's all coming on the Fighting Illini. Fuck them. That's like Jason Kelce said. Like my man Jay Ajayi just said a minute ago. Fuck them. That's what I got to say.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I was recently introduced to the FEA. That Tom Brady said in the dynasty.
What's that?
Fuck them all.
Ah,
they weren't rooting for me. They weren't rooting for you anyway. Yeah. Fuck them all.
Well, because you're a cheater. But you know that's
fine. Yeah.
Wait. You mentioned Tom Brady. Are we gonna bring back? Do I gotta ring the cash register for that?
Still on the board?
The longtime listeners of the show. I keep the cash register because this is cash considerations, and all we do is cash tickets on the CC Daily 20. So. It could have a new reason other than saying Tom Brady.
I like that. That was for the old school.
Yeah, that's an if you know drop.
Absolutely, yes. Shout out to CH for that one. That was one of CH's deals.
Always worked it in.
Always worked it in to Tom Brady. That was good. All right, any strong feelings about any of the other games? I mean, San Diego State, UConn. I don't really know. The line's good.
Lay it. Yeah, that's what I mean. If you can get the 11.5s that are out there, lay it. I mean, lay 12. They're gonna fight. I think I don't see why it would be any different. You know what I mean?
Connecticut. Biggest upset of the entire tournament if they win that game.
Yeah, they're not gonna win though.
They're not.
I don't even think they cover, to be honest.
Mountain West out.
Yeah.
Clemson, Arizona. I still lean in Clemson to cover the spread.
Giving me seven? I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
That's my lean in that game. I actually like that game under.
I do too.
I don't know. All right. Clemson and under.
Yeah, it's a correlated parlay, dog. We like the dog, Dave. So we must like the under.
Excellent work.
That was good. Got real low.
Yes, I lean in for that one. I'm learning from you.
That's strong. Like sounds
North
good.
North Carolina, I think they house. I think they put one on Alabama tonight. Yeah. I really do. I think Bama misses shots, has trouble getting shots off early in the shot clock.
Yeah.
And
they just get
run out of the building.
But and while you can still bet college player props, Dave, it's a Baycott overnight. Points, dear rebounds, Lord. Points, rebounds, assists. He's going to fucking feast upon them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because it's Alabama is all about the defense. And unfortunately, even with that stout defense, it doesn't match up for the brand of basketball that the Tar Heels are going to be playing tonight. No, I think they're in trouble.
Does not. All right, that's the college basketball portion of the show. There's only two NBA games tonight.
Nobody cares.
And nobody cares about them.
No, there's one basketball thing going on tonight, and it's March Madness.
There is, but there's two NBA games. I just have to mention that Boston is somehow 16.5-point favorite at Atlanta. After spending a whole week there at this Magic City Wings place, strip club joint, all this other stuff that they were doing. Atlanta won outright the first game. I think Atlanta covers again. That's my side. Under in the Milwaukee-New Orleans game. Better play than the side. I like New Orleans against Milwaukee. I have no idea how Milwaukee, what their mental state is after blowing that game against the Lakers.
Yeah. I'm with you.
There was some information that came out today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on the socials, yeah.
Other people cheating?
No. There might be a guy. I was reaching out to him to see if he could come on the show today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He said, fuck
you
off.
You know him. JoJo. Oh. Joel Embiid, that's your guy. I know you got a hot button to him. Can you reach him quickly to see if he can come in the show?
You dropped him the line. I'll shoot him a text real quick. If he ignored you, I think he would be ignoring me. I mean, he's been injured. Yeah. Been injured. Oh, shit. I'm back, bitches. You see it on the Twitter. You see how they dropped it like that? They just dropped in a little meme of me eating the apple. Apple a day keeps the bitches away, baby. Play that song. Talk that shit. And being back in this bitch.
Sing it, JoJo.
I gotta go to practice. Everybody.
How's the knee?
The knee fine, Dave. I was just kidding. I just didn't want everyone to talk about how I get worn down in the playoffs, all that stuff, all that mess they be talking. So I just faked an injury. I was good the whole time. I wanted to be ready for playoffs. And now the Knicks are in trouble.
Listen, JoJo, you never really wanted to go to play for the Knicks. You wanted to go rip the Knicks' hearts out, right?
Get ready for Yanisi going to be crying. Yanisi going to be crying.
Thanks, JoJo. Get the practice.
Peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, that was nice of him to show up, Dave. I thought for sure if he ignored you, you're usually the one he answers for. So,
I'm glad I reached out earlier just to make sure he would be available for the CC in 20. We only need him a short time. No. We're going to bring in other people, as the show continues to evolve. I got a plan for either, like a 3-minute boxing round. Our boxing round is 3 minutes. Get in the ring with the CC in 20. And see if you can go 3 rounds.
I like
or 3 minutes with us.
Like that.
Or 5 minutes is a UFC round.
I like that.
Like something like that, five minutes max.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I can't even last 5 minutes. So I don't, we'll keep it nice and short.
That's what I'm saying.
Brought to you by Saks.
I don't want to last 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? It's too much work.
It's cardio. I don't want cardio.
In, out,
and we're
done.
Talking about boxing, you sicko.
Boxing.
We're talking about boxing.
Please. What the fuck did they think we were talking about?
I don't know.
All right. That was the basketball portion of the show. That's brought to you by Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear, reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place. Features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. Saks underwear. Did you see my man Emerson Lazio was talking about Saks underwear with the Golic
today? I know. It's they listen what to the show. We appreciate it.
If they send him the underwear before they send me and you the underwear, that's we've been be talking about the seams and all this other stuff. Send us the drawers,
that's going to be a problem.
Let's get this done. Got to get that done.
It's not that hard.
It's really not. You know what else isn't that hard, Noobs?
What's that?
A full slate of hockey tonight. Ooh, a full nice. Slate.
It's juicy.
Did you see this card?
Oh, it's juicy. It's juicy.
Holy crap.
You're not kidding.
I didn't even know where to begin. I looked up and down, and I was like, all right, wait. First thing that I saw is, are they serious with the Penguins? This line is what?
Yeah.
Minus 220?
Yeah.
250 in yeah. places? 6.5 is the total. The game's going over. But I like the Blue Jackets plus a goal and a half. That's yeah. the Pittsburgh portion of the show.
Yeah.
Flyers, Canadians. Any thoughts there?
Goals. Canadians. Goals. The goal. Canadians have oh. been the goal, Canadians have been scoring. The Flyers don't have a goaltender. Are you six? Let it move to six. It's over. It's an overplay.
Yep. The Knights and the Jets is a tough game.
Yeah.
That's a really hard game. It totals 5.5. Actually leaning over.
Yeah. It's about time.
And Winnipeg's a small favorite.
Yeah.
I could see Winnipeg winning that game.
Yeah.
Hottest team in hockey, Nashville's in Arizona in the desert. Nashville's winning that game.
In regulation. In regulation. They're taking care of it in regulation. That was going to be the play for me. Preds minus 105 in reg. In the regulation. The Coyotes aren't beating the Preds right now. No.
Newbie, the hockey guy. I love that play.
That's a good play.
It's a good play.
Sometimes they just you look at them and you say, even if this loses, this is a good play, but it's not going to lose. Minus 105.
I like the confidence. I like the thought well, process
if
there.
You hear me talking about it, Dave, it's almost like it's like risk-free investment. You know, it's
now we're going to do that. Now we're going to do that. Well, I mean, for the ESPN producers that are listening to the show, don't thank you very that. Much for listening.
Don't do that.
Tell Reese we said hello. We want to thank you for that. I thought I saw somebody play the Eagles song during the show.
It should be illegal. If I did,
I'm going to be like, wait a second. You can't do that. We did that first.
Don't do that. Please.
Don't do that. Speaking of don't do that, Yanisi's team in hockey's the Rangers.
Yeah.
They got a monster matchup tonight against said Avalanche, who's kind of become adopted a team of the CC and 20.
True.
Any thought on that game?
Fucking A. I mean, I feel like I have to fade our man Yanisi. They're getting 120, yep. So you know I always lean towards a dog. I think under 6.5. I know.
Do you?
It's sick. And then the high total means it's going to go over. I think under. I think we got a little good old-fashioned rock fight.
Ring the bell.
Oh, I don't want to go
ahead.
Ring
the bell.
I don't want to go
ahead. Opposite.
I don't want to go head-to-head with you on hockey.
I'm over on the hockey
it's
total.
It's been good to me so thus far this week, but all right.
Yeah, we're
comment
we're
at us. Who do you agree? Rounds. Rangers, yeah. Avalanche. That one's not until late. So you're going to be able to comment on Twitter, whose side are you on? Hashtag Team Dave, hashtag Team Newbie.
Dallas and Vancouver late, too. Really good hockey game.
Yeah.
Dallas, small favorite. Second period over. It's cash money every damn day. The Stars play. It's 27 out of the last 29 games.
So they sleep a little bit, and then bang, bang, bang.
Second period, bang, bang, bang.
Wow.
Yeah. If you can find a 2.5, it's plus 150.
It's a nice.
If not, it's 1.5 minus juice, but it's 27 out of 29.
Holy
over
shit.
1.5.
Dallas Stars team total goals for the second period. So they have like that really iso'd in. Minus 215 for them to score a goal. So,
Lord. Yeah. Wow. That's high.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. It's Thursday. Always look ahead to the lax.
I do.
Have you started with the newbie?
Oh yeah, we got an ugly son of a bitch for you, Dave. There's a huge matchup this weekend. Notre Dame is playing Syracuse. It's a top five matchup. Could be a preview of who is going to be going on and potentially winning the national championship. Yes, I said winning with Syracuse, but that's not where we're going, Dave.
Oh,
we're looking at Lindenwood getting 11.5 against Bellarmine. Son. That's what I'm saying. We're not talking about the marquee matchup. Just close your eyes, grit your teeth. Lindenwood hasn't won a game in over a calendar year. And
we're taking them?
We're taking them. We're not taking a money line. Actually, you can't even take a money line. There is not a money line offered on this game.
It's too high. It would be too high.
The total is 21.5. 21.5.
God, we're getting 11.5 in a game. It's 21.5.
Take the points. Take the points. This line don't make sense. The only way that it makes sense is because they looked at the score from last year. Bellarmine won by exactly 11 points. They haven't beat anybody this year by 11 points. Lindenwood might lose, Dave, but they're not losing by 12 goals. Take the points with Lindenwood.
That is some good shit right there. None of that makes sense. It's the first time I didn't even know Lindenwood had. Is Lindenwood in New Jersey?
I have no fucking clue. Full disclosure, where Lindenwood is. Bellarmine is in Kentucky. No, there ain't no team from Kentucky that's covering 11.5 goals, Dave. It's not happening. God. So, you know, tread lightly. This is as ugly as an ugly dog comes, but in a game that says 21.5, give me the 11.5.
It's fantastic.
They score three goals they're covering, Dave.
Opening day of baseball.
Yes.
All right. It's been awesome, but all the games are during the day. There's one night game tonight for you guys. Boston is playing at Seattle. That's a tough game. I like the under. Cleveland, first day out. Go bet against Oakland. That's what we're going to do most of the season. Their season win total is 56. Terrible baseball team. That's a couple baseball plays for you on the way out, dudes. I got nothing else. What do you got? What's your one snack that you got to have when you go to the baseball game? You can only have one.
For whatever reason, my craving of hot dogs goes up 300%. The second that it was Thursday, opening day, I was literally like, man, I could crush some glizzies today. It's a glizzy, and Dave, late night, the get back. Red Sox are winning outright. Plus chicken. You can't give us plus 145 on opening day and not take it in the last game. We're flipping coins on day one. Gimme. They're winning.
That's a good point.
Play dirty water on the way out, maybe. But that's they're winning, Dave.
Don't do that.
I know. I'm not going to do it. Too much.
Yannizzi, another no-show. He's going to tell us he was busy working because of baseball.
Baseball's back, baby. And it's just too busy. Yeah.
Diamondbacks game under as well. Gallon. Gold at home.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dave Parker, Willie Stargell, Omar Marino, Kent DeColvey, 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. We are family. Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK and Sig. That was a hell of an at-bat, Newbert. We got him in and out in 20. CC in 20. See you tomorrow. We are family.